Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Will Selva, and these are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network. Well, this year, the NFL expanded the playoffs by two teams, adding one wildcard berth to each conference. The change has only added to the excitement. Get this now. Seven playoff spots are still up for grabs. That's the most available postseason berths entering the season's final weekend in 31 years. A total of 18 teams, more than half of the league, remain in contention for Super Bowl 55 in Tampa. Five teams in the AFC are battling for the conference's final four playoff berths. There are four squads in the AFC who, if they win on Sunday, they're in. Baltimore with a win at Cincinnati will nail down their third consecutive trip to the playoffs. Miami with the win at Buffalo will clinch a playoff berth for the first time since 2016. Tennessee with a win at Houston will cement their first division title since 2008. And then there's Cleveland with the home victory over Pittsburgh will have their first playoff berth since 2002. But Tuesday, Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin revealed some pretty big news about that contest. Here's Didi Kinkabwala with more.
Tomlin announced on Tuesday that starting quarterback Ben Roethlisberger will indeed get Week 17 off when the rest of the Steelers travel to Cleveland. Tomlin said with the Chiefs having already locked up the AFC's one bye and the Steelers never getting a proper bye weekend all season, it was more important for Roethlisberger to get the weekend off. He said he wasn't concerned about any momentum carrying over from a good second half against the Colts Sunday, the one that stemmed the Steelers' three-game losing streak. He said just about all the other players would be playing, and it's up to them to maintain that rhythm. And as for Rudolph, well, of course, it's hard to forget that his last trip to Cleveland ended with Myles Garrett taking a helmet to his head. But before we talk about any of that, let's not forget Rudolph's performance in Cleveland. Four sacks, four interceptions, and a big loss.
All right, thanks, Didi. And for the NFC bracket possibilities and everything else you need to know about the playoffs, please go to NFL.com. In other news, as we all know, Washington releasing quarterback Dwayne Haskins earlier this week. Well, he cleared waivers Tuesday and is now officially a free agent, eligible to sign with any team. Head coach Ron Rivera was asked by SiriusXM NFL Radio yesterday why he chose to release the former first-round pick.
Well, I just think, you know, with all the distractions, all things that happened, it was time. And I just felt strongly enough about it that I went ahead and did it. You know, I informed our owner that night and just said, hey, look, this is what I'm going to do. And he was very supportive of it, which was good for me. And, you know, I just felt I had to do it based on everything. You know, to me, the young man, you know, needs a fresh start. So hopefully he does get the opportunity, which I think he will because of his arm. You know, he's got a very good arm. And hopefully, you know, going through these tough times will help him mature.
Meanwhile, in Los Angeles, the Rams are already going to be without injured quarterback Jared Goff in Sunday's must-win game against the Cardinals. Now, a few key offensive weapons could be sidelined as well. L.A. placing receiver Cooper Kupp on the reserve COVID-19 list Tuesday. If he continues to test negative, he could be activated by Sunday. But running back Darrell Henderson is out for sure. He's now on IR after injuring his ankle last week. The Rams also signing veteran Blake Bortles to bolster their quarterback depth. In Minnesota, tight end Kyle Rudolph was placed on injured reserve, while Bills wideout Cole Beasley is week to week after injuring his leg Monday night. Elsewhere, the Browns placing tight end Harrison Bryant and safeties Andrew Sandejo and Carl Joseph on their reserve COVID list, while the Bucs activated Ronald Jones off the reserve COVID-19 list. Oh, and speaking of those Bucs, you definitely want to watch Good Morning Football as the crew in New York welcome Bruce Arians to the breakfast table as he'll discuss the excitement in Tampa as the franchise has made it to the playoffs for the first time since 2007. Can't wait for that. That's this morning from 7 to 10 Eastern. I wonder if KB and Nate will do their impressions of him. Gotta stick around and find out. I'm Will Selva, and those are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network.